Wonderful day here in Johannesburg, and I hope you too have had a great, great day. My name is Father Emil. The program is the evening prayer of the church, which we call As the Sun Sets. I know some of you driving home from work stuck in the traffic can be awful. I know it's very, very trying. But some of you are already at home and you're sitting in your easy chairs or in your room, wherever it happens to be, with your breviaries in your hand or your Bibles. And we're ready to shut down the day by praying the evening prayer of the church. So a very, very warm welcome. Lovely to be with you again. I always love being with you at this time, and I know that you all just love being with me as well. So thank you for joining me for the evening prayer of the church. We ask the Lord to be with us. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Alleluia. Thank you. We are waiting in hope for the blessings of the glorious coming of our Savior. Psalm 61, a psalm about peace in God. In God alone is my soul at rest. My help comes from Him. He alone is my rock, my stronghold, my fortress. I stand firm. How long will you all attack one man to break him down? As though he were a tottering wall or a tumbling fence. Their plan is only to destroy. They take pleasure in lies. With their mouth they utter blessing, but in their heart they curse. In God alone be at rest, my soul, for my hope comes from Him. He alone is my rock, my stronghold, my fortress. I stand firm. In God is my safety and glory, the rock of my strength. Take refuge in God, all you people. Trust Him at all times. Pour out your hearts before Him, for God is our refuge. Common folk are only a breath. Great men, an illusion. Placed in the scales, they rise. They weigh less than a breath. Do not put your trust in oppression, nor vain hopes on plunder. Do not set your heart on riches, even when they increase. For God has said only one thing. Only two do I know. That to God alone belongs power, and to you, Lord, love, and that you repay each man according to his deeds. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. We are waiting in hope for the blessings of the glorious coming of our Savior. Let God bless us, and let His face shed its light upon us. Psalm 66, a psalm about all the peoples giving praise to the Lord. O God, be gracious and bless us. Let your face shed its light upon us. So will your ways be known upon earth, and all nations learn your saving help. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Let the nations be glad and exult, for you rule the world with justice. With fairness you rule the peoples. You guide the nations on earth. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. The earth has yielded its fruit, for God, our God, has blessed us. May God still give us His blessing until the ends of the earth revere Him. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Let God bless us, and let His face shed its light upon us. All things were created in Him, and He holds all things in being. Let us give thanks to the Father, who has qualified us to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. He has delivered us from the dominion of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of His beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For in him all things were created in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible. All things were created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church, is the beginning, is the firstborn from the dead, that in everything he might be preeminent. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of his cross. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. All things were created in him, and he holds all things in being. Our Gospel reading this evening is taken from the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 11, verses 28 to 30. Jesus exclaimed, "Come to me, all you who labor and are overburdened, and I will give you rest. Shoulder my yoke and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Yes, my yoke is easy and my burden light." Well, this evening we have a very short gospel, and it's a beautiful gospel. I love this short gospel, and it's very reminiscent of the Old Testament from the prophet Isaiah, or the wisdom books in the Old Testament, where one looks back to and we see that that Isaiah speaks about the coming of the Messiah, and the Messiah who's going to come is going to be this one who's going to give us this rest and this peace, and this feeling of calm and so on. And here we have Jesus taking up that theme of Isaiah and the wisdom books and bringing it right into the lives of people. Yeah, we know that the Messiah was expected, and the Messiah that the scribes and the Pharisees and the rabbis and so on were predicting and were talking about and were preaching about was going to be a new Messiah who was going to bring about a whole new order, a powerful Messiah. That was the kind of Messiah they were expecting. But of course, the Messiah that Jesus is and was is the Messiah who comes with a message of peace, a Messiah who is the servant king, the servant Messiah, the one who said, "I have come to serve, not to be served." So there is something different about Jesus. And in all the preaching of Jesus, we know how Jesus spoke and encouraged the people, and they all hung on every word that flowed, that fell from his lips. So he realized that the people he was talking to in those days were people who were really oppressed, oppressed by the Roman authorities, oppressed by the church authorities of the time, the scribes and the Pharisees, the people who imposed the law on them and made them feel really oppressed. They had to pay their tithes to the church. They had to come to the church. They had to obey all these hundreds of laws that were handed down in the Old Testament. There was no compassion for the people. There was just an imposition on them. You pay up with a smile, so to speak. And so that was the attitude of the church authorities on the people of the time. And the Anawim, the poor people at the time to whom Jesus reached out, these were the lame, the blind, the discarded people, the widows, the children, the people who felt they had no place in society. These are the ones that that Jesus reached out to. And he knew that they were all very, very much oppressed and feeling the oppression of the authorities over them. And so he says to them all with this same message of the prophet Isaiah, come to me. Come to me, all you who labor and are overburdened, and I will give you rest. What a wonderful message from Jesus, a message of comfort, of peace, of rest. And you know, that same message is the message that is spoken and brought to you today. I think in this year of mercy, this jubilee of mercy that our Holy Father has inaugurated on the 8th of December, on the Feast of the Immaculate Conception, it is a mercy, it is a jubilee of mercy, a jubilee in which we can all look to the Lord and say, Lord, you know all our burdens, you know our brokenness, you know our sins, how we come to you for forgiveness, for compassion, how we can count on that love and that mercy and compassion of the Lord. Come to me, all you who labor and are overburdened. And my goodness, aren't we all in labor and overburdened by so many things? It might be at work that we are being oppressed. It might be in society that we are being oppressed. Might be in our families that we are being oppressed by our husbands or wives or aunts or uncles or something like that. Or maybe there's just general stress and pressure on you from work, from all the work that you have to do. There's a lack of appreciation for all the things you do. Maybe somebody never says thank you, and you just seem to go on and on and doing so much. No one shows any appreciation for anything you do. Come to me. Come to me, says the Lord, all you who labor and are overburdened, and I will give you rest. A great message of comfort and peace. And so I want to say this evening, let's just find a moment when we can sit quietly. Maybe you're driving now and you want to pull over to the side of the road and just close your eyes, just be with the Lord for a moment. Maybe you are already at home listening to me now and just feeling the beauty and the wonder, the relief of these words of Jesus. Come to me, all you who labor and are overburdened, and I will give you rest. Yes, that's what the Lord invites you to do, and to do it right now. And so I'm inviting you to do exactly the same. But to think of all those people that we might meet in our lives who work so hard for us, maybe our domestics at home, maybe somebody at work that does just so much work, so faithfully, that you never say thank you to those people. Maybe the Lord is going to say, come to me, all you who labor and are overburdened. Maybe it's those people that we never recognize that the Lord is going to say to you, go to them, go to your husband, your wife, your domestic, your fellow worker at your place of work, and simply say, thank you for all that you do for us. Maybe that's the way the Lord is going to bring that peace that he promises in these very comforting words that we've just heard in the gospel. Come to us and save us, Lord God Almighty. Let your face smile on us, and we shall be safe. Come to us and save us, Lord God Almighty. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Come to us and save us, Lord God Almighty. Zion, you will be built anew. Your Holy One will come to you, and you will see him. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has looked with favor on his lowly servant, and from this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me. Holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and has sent the rich away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children, forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Zion, you will be built anew. Your Holy One will come to you, and you will see him. And now we pray to the Lord. Christ is coming to free us from the dark night of sin. And so we pray, come, Lord Jesus. Gather the nations together. Lord, give them the peace which the world cannot give. Strengthen our faith in the midst of uncertainty and doubt. Vindicate the hope which we place in you. Teach us to use our gifts for others and to fulfill the purpose the Father has for each of his sons and daughters. And bring all the dead into the light that no darkness can overpower. May we all meet in joy with you. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. At your bidding, Lord, we are preparing the way for Christ your Son. May we not grow faint or weary on our journey as we wait for his healing presence, and we make our prayer through Christ our Lord. And now may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit come down upon you and remain with you always.
You raise me up to walk on. me up to more than I can be. You raise me
A great song there by Josh Groban, You Raise Me Up. And indeed, that's what happens when we come to the Lord. Come to me, all you who labor and are overburdened, and I will give you rest. I will raise you up. So if you're feeling oppressed, stressed out in your life, come to the Lord and just experience this being lifted up, being raised up by the Lord and given a new breath of life. I pray that that will be your prayer this evening and that you will enjoy that peace that only the Lord can give. Well, that brings us to the end of our evening prayer. Thank you for joining me. I wish you a wonderful, restful evening. And so from me, Father Emil, good night and God bless.